Test 1 2. Test 1 2.
Yogurt.
Test 1 2.
Okay, let's do this. Let's. Okay.
I've already done it.
And we're on.
Okay.
That's it. By the way,
there's no countdown.
No, we don't. Great. We don't prep.
We have
you
no
at all.
Intro. We have no outro. We have no semblance of cohesion or any planning or any. Anything.
It's pretty much just shoot the shit. And
it's we talk for an hour,
and then Lane edits out everything he says.
And then I edit out all the stuff where I make verbal threats like this one right now.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. I can see why you wouldn't want that in there.
it's pretty brutal, man.
Wow, so we're gonna bleep some of that.
Should I do a how the show
okay,
works.
So how the podcast works.
Wait, you haven't said what the podcast name is.
So the podcast is
and
called,
you haven't said what the date is.
People Say Words.
The date is People Say Words.
People
Welcome.
Say Words.
And the podcast is
words.
January 17th, 2017.
The 17th month of the 17th day of the 17th year.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's Centurion.
That means everyone make a wish.
All right. We have a special guest with us this evening. We're gonna let you talk, and then at the end we'll introduce you.
No, we're gonna do the whole thing backwards.
Yeah, yeah. It'll make all sense to everybody.
Thank you, Toby.
So our special guest tonight is Sebastian Croon.
Hi, everybody.
Sebastian
is. Do you
want
to say your last name? You don't have to.
It's already in there now.
I can edit it out if you'd like.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I don't think he actually knows how to edit.
No.
I do.
No, he's just.
It's easy.
Yeah. That took a weekend course.
So, Sebastian, tell us a little bit about yourself.
No.
Thanks. That's all I was looking for.
Thanks, Sebastian.
I was hoping you would say that. Let's move on,
now
shall we?
Now you can do how the podcast works.
Right. How the podcast works. So, we have 6 randomly generated questions. That we will use a random number generator.
Like from a computer?
No, this.
To answer 6 questions, a 6-sided Russian ex-Soviet die.
Oh!
That's a joke that I made.
To create
one time.
Our
order.
Answer. Order. You roll the die, you answer the question. You roll
or
the...
Or you roll the die and someone else answers the question. Or you just do whatever the fuck you want.
This is not going to go well.
If we go over an hour, we can...
Somebody send help, please.
Sebastian's tied to his chair.
He's like, fuck! Fuck!
Jumper cables.
Why did I say
God.
Yes?
I was worried this thing was PG, but it's not. So
oh,
thank
no.
fucking Christ. Jesus in a ditch, I was worried.
Yeah, we swear a lot.
No, it's pretty R-rated.
I wouldn't say R-rated.
I would say X-rated.
Well, we have the options on our podcasting. We have the options of being
safe for work, not
safe
for work.
Or explicit. Those are our 2 options.
But that's not R-rated.
So if we're going to go explicit, we may as well go explicit.
Okay, well, here comes the swamp.
It shall be good.
The swamp is what I call my butt.
It's a podcast, though, so...
It's actually what the ladies call my butt.
The swamp?
And...
Put the swamp away, Sebastian.
And men call
Clean
it that,
Clean the swamp.
We're gonna drain
We're gonna
the swamp.
We're gonna drain the swamp.
Stuck a finger in
Go
the
Trump!
Swamp.
Go Trump!
No. Save that for our...
this episode's coming out on...
I don't know, Friday?
Inauguration Day.
Unfortunately.
Huzzah.
So, drown your sorrows in Inauguration Day by listening to this episode instead.
Please.
Bumper!
I'm gonna start.
You gonna start? You gonna start us off?
Number one.
Number uno.
We're going numerical.
Okay. Wait, do you just read the question?
Yeah, you just read it to yourself. This is from...
and then we all answer
This is a
it.
Fucking awesome podcast.
We have to guess what the question is.
So we just keep reading things to ourselves.
This is from a...
It's not even
book.
Live.
No.
This
even.
Is from Definition, our technically long... One of our longest listeners, Michael.
Michael,
I don't know.
Yep.
That's a low bar.
I don't know if you actually
Where
listens.
In the world is Carmen Sandiego? Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, God damn.
Did you watch? I actually never watched that
I did
show.
Watch. I played the video game. I played the shit out of the game Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego.
Well, we're not doing time. We're doing Where in
she
the
like,
World.
She like, yeah.
Yeah, Where in the World.
Did you watch Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
When I was a kid, we only had 2 channels. That wasn't something that was on the channels. So I got the raccoons.
Oh, with the weird pink things.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I remember
No,
that.
He's talking about the window. He just looked out at the raccoons.
Yeah.
And they had
and
pink...
His dad
and the channels
put knobs
were daytime
on the
and night...
daytime raccoons and nighttime
In the wintertime, we get a lot more nighttime TV. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you watch besides the raccoons? Or was it, like, the news?
Yeah, there was the news on. I also, when I was very young, we used to have a show on called Kid Street, which was a game show for kids. And we saw on that there was a brother-sister team that had their parents gave them $100 to not watch TV for a year. And being, like, a kid, I was like, $100? That sounds awesome! I can
jokes on you.
And so my folks did it. They gave us 50,
they did it to you guys.
They gave us $50 to not watch TV on the weekdays for a year.
Holy shit.
And after that first year we got the $50 and we were like, well, that's nice to have this $50. I never want to do that again. And mom and dad just said, oh no, that's what we do now.
This is reality.
And so, like, a large part of my, you know, young and middle childhood was, like, sneaking around the house trying to watch the, like, Tiny Toons.
I can just see
like
you
that.
Having, like, a pocket full of remotes for every TV and then just being like...
Oh, we had two TVs in the house.
Oh, there you go.
Do you know what's interesting?
And by a pocket full, one in each pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's never going to happen now.
No.
Like, you would not be able to say, no, you can't watch TV.
Well,
because you would have to say because
I get Netflix on my phone.
And kids are walking around with iPhones and laptops and tablets. And
I work for a company that has children's theater, and I'll go into like the rehearsals and like watch the rehearsals. And there's kids that are between the ages of like 8 and 12, and they have nicer phones than I do.
Oh yeah,
and like Apple laptops, and I'm just like, shit, I had to save up for 3 years to buy that exact same laptop.
Nope, not anymore.
You're 10 years old.
No, I wasn't even allowed to talk on the phone past 10 o'clock until I was old enough to stay up later than my mom and dad.
Now
let,
I've got,
let alone well, watch, like, remixes of Two Girls, One Cup by myself all the time.
Why would you watch remixes?
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, you're 10 years old.
I think the question
old.
Has answered itself.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because the original video is such good quality.
Oh, you're such a purist. Lane is such a fucking Two Girls, One Cup purist. I think we just got the title of the episode.
Two Girls, One Cup.
Clickbait. Clickbait?
What is clickbait? It's what gets us the goddamn clicks.
So I think we've sufficiently answered where in the world.
Where in the world?
We haven't. She's on the internet now. She's on the internet.
That girl on the internet.
She's only on the internet. Because no one watches her anymore. So where is she? I don't fucking know, Michael.
So she's on the internet. Where's the internet?
Everywhere. She's everywhere. She's. It's like
that's not in our dreams.
That's not true. The internet is in Des Moines, Iowa. Carmen Sandiego is in Des Moines, Iowa, with Two Girls, One Cup, the fat kid with the lightsaber. The
Numa
chocolate
Numa.
Rain guy, Numa Numa. Yeah. So
the Tourette's guy.
every video off E-Bombs World. Every video off E-Bombs.
Yeah, and Leroy Jenkins.
So we've settled it. That's where she is.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay.
All right.
You successfully killed 8 minutes of that.
Yeah, perfect. I will roll the dice. What happens if I roll a one now?
Then you die.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad I'm rolling earlier. 3!
Oh,
not a 1.
Question 2. Good luck reading.
I was really expecting to have to die.
You were too.
So I just read this to myself.
Yeah.
No, you just read it out loud.
No. I saw what you did. I'm going to do what you did. But I'm going to read it to myself, and then, I don't know.
Y'all motherfuckers was talking over me.
This is my from my friend James, who wanted to text in a question, so here it is. When is the best time to do Reiki?
To do what?
Reiki.
Like?
Please define Reiki for the people
define
who
Reiki.
Are me and Andrew, I hope.
Here's the thing. I know this as a Reiki expert and...
I think it's something to do with his butthole again.
I was thinking
drugs.
It can be to do with your butthole. It has
it's
nothing to do with
drugs.
Okay.
Like Reiki.
Reiki is an energy healing technique, which looks a lot like massage without touching you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so if I was to perform Reiki on you...
Like, would you just, like, you know...
Yeah, but you can't...
Am I, like, just, like, fixing your aura? Like, turn.
Yeah, sort of, like... yeah, for the people at home, he's not touching me.
Yet.
But, well, or, like, just, like...
Yeah,
I could get behind that.
It sort of looks like... it would look a
no
lot like...
No one in my bubble.
Like, if a kid was to Hadouken you...
With energy?
Yeah. Or,
I have my answer already.
Yeah. So the best, when is the best time to do Reiki?
All the time.
All the time.
Yep.
I'm gonna say the best time to do Reiki is like on the SkyTrain or on
yes.
a bus
in public,
because they have nowhere to go. They can't get off.
Yeah. On a crowded elevator is the absolute best time.
You're just like just pushing energy towards.
And the great thing about Reiki. Is that you don't need someone's consent to do it. Because it literally, it's the healing equivalent to not touching, can't get mad.
Yeah. I'm not touching you.
Yeah.
I'm not touching you.
This is not assault. And I have a friend who has...
Is this an actual thing?
This is an actual thing.
Oh,
you can
no,
look it
is.
Up on
yeah.
the internet, which you will find in Des Moines, Iowa.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, with
will
Carmen San Diego doing Reiki on Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, God.
Are we allowed to say Two Girls, One
yeah,
Cup?
Yeah.
Like, but it's not a...
It's not copyrighted.
I'm sure it is.
We're going to get sued by
we're
the
gonna,
two girls.
We're
going
to muffle it, and then...
Oh, hey, Justin Roiland. There's a series online about Justin Roiland who voices the cup from Two Girls, One Cup, and he wants to get the girls to shit in him. And it's like a... I'm not...
Justin Roiland, who is also the one of the... He's the voice of Rick and Morty, and he's also the creator of House of Cosby's.
Oh yeah.
Which, if you haven't checked it out, check it out on YouTube from the
can
internet.
Watch episodes?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Carmen San Diego.
I think we're gonna get into a loop here.
And yeah. Oh no. It's good. It's good to have.
It's
you know,
already. What was
can...
the question?
When
Reiki.
Is the best time to do Reiki?
Reiki.
In a crowded elevator.
I think in a crowd. That's actually would be. Yeah.
SkyTrain.
I do have a friend who has some relatives in law, who are very serious, big into Reiki. And they will do it on you, if you weren't asked. Like if you are something like got a bit of a sore throat. And, oh yes, that's because you were hanged to death in your last life.
Oh my God!
Let me help you by massaging your aura.
Can my aura claim sexual harassment?
Not yet.
That's a question for that's a legal question.
That's gonna be 2019.
We're coming to you.
Yeah.
Can my aura sue someone for sexually harassing?
Sexual harassment aura.
Look, this is not... But I thought we're not supposed to ask questions. We're just supposed to answer questions.
We're creating more work
for
ourselves.
Don't do that. Why are you doing this to me, Lane?
No, we're not answering questions. We're saying words. That's all this
no,
is.
No. It's just people say words.
Yeah.
Words!
And this is literally a prompt to talk.
Yeah.
We're not obliged to answer these questions.
That's why any information that we ever give should be taken with, so much salt. You would need...
In the ocean.
And to be acted on as if it were gospel.
Mm.
Yes.
Exactly. I had a listener tell me one time that he was listening to the podcast, and he was like, wow, you guys are so insightful and knowledgeable about a lot of things.
Who said that?
Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. I'll tell you later. I'll tell you on the break. He's like,
you're so insightful
and knowledgeable at so many things. And then in that same podcast, he said, we got into a subject which he's an expert about, and everything we said was complete bullshit. And he was like, I started questioning everything you seemed very knowledgeable about.
Don't do that.
Which one was this?
I don't know which episode, but...
I need to know. I might keep... Well, I need...
Calm
I
down,
sit
Link. Calm down, down woman!
Sit your 50-cent ass back down before I make change.
I just had to falcon knee my desk real quick because I got excited.
Okay, so I said, you know what's another really good place to do Reiki would be like? Okay. You know,
no, not the best place. When is the best time?
Oh, when is the best time?
No one cares where you want to do it.
When?
Midnight.
3:07.
That's that creepy hour. That's perfect.
No, I'm talking about PM. Like,
I creep into people's houses and just start Hadouken.
Yeah, 3:07 between peeing and not peeing.
Mm. Like, could you imagine you're
Or
like you wake up at 3 a.m. You go to the washroom. You turn around and someone's just.
I don't have to imagine.
Has that happened to you, Sebastian?
Okay, on a nightly basis.
Okay, we're gonna get a card for our Aura lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
That's something you can.
That's a tongue twister you should use in Aura in lawyer. Theater. You should use that for
Aura lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer. Or just a regular.
Or you need a lawyer.
I think we need a new question.
Yeah, we could move on.
Andrew, commence.
Okay,
done.
Three. Oh, he has to die.
But I'm an admin, so I don't.
Yeah,
don't
he gets.
Get
he gets.
Only guests get to die.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a cool new. Six! Okay, here we go. Which is most likely to happen first? Humans discover extraterrestrial life, or extraterrestrial life discovers humans, or have they already discovered us? Smiley face. Oh my gosh.
It should
face.
Be a winky face.
That's oh my gosh face.
That's like a little cute face.
I assume this question is from Megan, our logistics manager.
Okay. Well,
dumb.
Do reptilians count? Because if reptilians count, they've already.
I don't think. Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean? You mean reptiles?
No.
You mean like
what Hillary Clinton is below her
right,
latex
right, right,
mask.
Right. And what? No,
Donald Trump is a
not
robot.
Not Trump. Ted Cruz.
Oh yeah, Ted Cruz is definitely an alien. We're gonna do a segue.
Segue, Ted Cruz alien.
Everyone go to Ted Cruz for human president.
No, it'll pick up. Watch this.
Everyone go to Ted Cruz for human president right now.
.com.
100% human candidate. I've been incubated from birth to be your overlord. Hello, I am Ted Cruz for president. I have over 42 years. I wish to shut down the space program and destroy all telescopes abruptly and without explanation. I think this is the evidence. They know we're here.
Yeah, they know.
I once observed a child traversing on wheeled shoes. I will work tirelessly to find out what this technology is called and demand the Earth children turn its schematics over to me forthwith. I must be returning to my home in Texas to slumber for an amount of time that you would consider reasonable. Thank you for your support, and skull sizes have been documented.
Ted Cruz for human president.
It's well done. Like, it's a well done website.
Isn't it weird? Is this the weirdest
it's
thing
It's a well
ever?
Done website.
It's a well... No, but it looks professional.
You know what's really funny? We looked at this like less than a week ago and it was actually different. They've updated it since a week ago.
Have they?
They have. This is different. When John was over?
I don't think...
No, they haven't.
No, it's the same.
Here's what people are saying. Ted Cruz is only one being and not several. I have seen many people and Ted Cruz is one of them. First name, last name.
That's
was that guy's name?
Guy Manderson.
Guy Manderson.
Yeah.
Humans discovered extraterrestrial life? More.
Serious answer. Statistically, right now, aliens will find us first.
All right, yeah. Statistically, aliens will find
us.
Dude,
do we have 30 minutes for me to explain the Fermi paradox to everyone?
No.
Poorly?
No.
And you're mispronouncing that.
Fermi? Is it Fermi? Fermi?
Family.
Famer?
No.
Fermi?
You're still, I think it's no.
Farmy?
No. You're getting colder.
getting worse.
Yeah.
Fermi. Is it Fermi?
No. I think it's just hangover.
The hangover paradox.
No paradox. Just the hangover. Yeah. Could you explain the hangover to me?
The movie?
I don't have time for you to answer questions with questions.
Stop using questions
and just use your answers. Just answer my question.
Alcohol is bad. Ken Jeong
Never,
is funny.
No, don't say that. You've started... I can't trust anything you say ever
Why?
Again.
It's all a lie.
Alcohol is bad.
That's the
theme of...
Oh, he's being satirical.
I
get it now.
Lane's life, 24/7.
He said drinking a giant bottle of alcohol.
Yeah. It's old man...
Even if that's the case, it tastes delicious, so I don't care.
Okay.
No judgment.
So, okay,
do you think aliens will find us?
I think aliens have
Already found us?
Already found us.
Oh, geez, Rick.
And they've just, like, gone, pass.
Yeah.
Hard no. Straight up, next.
Straight up, we're like, that's a hard, like, pass there, check, bud.
What's going on? The meat. The meat is life?
Oh, you've read that.
Yeah.
The meat. They're made of meat?
Oh.
What do you mean they're made of meat?
Are they like the XYZ, where they start as meat but end as a this?
No, they're just meat.
They live meat.
That doesn't make any sense.
You need to read They're Made of Meat.
Okay.
It's about an alien race that is, I'm thinking, energy. And
they're having a conversation about discovering Earth.
And it's like, they're just meat. It's just meat.
Okay.
And made of meat. So the meat does what? The meat is there's a thing inside the meat. No, the meat is the life. Like, what? That doesn't, no.
No, I agree with that. I think aliens have found us.
And they were hard no.
I'll pass.
Yeah, these people.
The fact that they're killing each other is a very good sign that I don't want to go there.
The apes with nuclear weapons are blowing each other up.
Yeah.
I'm fairly sure they'll sort themselves out.
Yes, and once they're done, then we'll come to the planet.
Okay.
Do you know about Anunnaki? Do you know about Anunnaki?
Lane, you've read too much internet.
Yeah, you can find Anunnaki in Des Moines, Iowa.
In between two girls.
It's been too long since we said.
Yeah, in a cup being defecated in by two girls.
There is Anunnaki.
Anunnaki. That's,
is it in the same family as Bukkake?
Anunnaki, yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't, I like watching Bukkake. I don't know if I would do it.
But I don't know about, would I watch Anunnaki or would I do Anunnaki?
I think, isn't Anunnaki, like, that's Aka Black Block's, like, uncle?
I like the Rick and Morty. Your Rick and Morty references are on spot point. On. It's on
there's
point.
There's a Rick and Morty.
When is that?
Oh, it's tonight! Oh!
We have to go now.
And it's canceled.
Gone. There's a
when was it?
At the Biltmore. The
Lane and I were going to go.
The fuck are we doing this shit for?
I know. Wait.
Whose stupid idea was this?
Three of us should have gone and been a team.
Yeah. And cleaned house.
Yeah, we would have cleaned house.
Shit.
Is it too late?
Nah, wait, what time is it?
Probably.
We could put the podcast on.
We also
on
need to, like, pre-buy tickets. Oh,
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock.
We have 6 minutes to get there.
All right, teleport. Go.
Lane, don't.
And we're back. We won.
Oh, God, it was great.
This is a long podcast.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. Look at me.
I'm Mr. Meeseeks. I'm Mr. Meeseeks.
Wait, so we were talking about aliens.
Well, I'm gonna...
What do you think about aliens? For real. For real, real.
For IRL.
I choose not to answer this question.
He's a reptilian.
He is.
Sebastian for human for
human president.
Seabass for human president of Canada.
Human president of Canada. Oh, yeah, I think we're done. Wait, did you answer it? What did
you say? I think that the aliens. I don't think. If aliens haven't already come to Earth, they'll probably meet us first, or we're gonna blow ourselves.
We'll be
up.
Dead before.
Personally, I.
We're not making it off of this rock.
No.
To go back to the Hangover. I think that, you know, there are no aliens, and we're not going to make it.
Well, the fact that we're having a very hard time making it just to Mars is a very good sign that we cannot make
also
it.
Also the sign that in six, in,
that.
Wait, 4 days? 3 days? In an amount of time.
The apocalypse. The last sign of the apocalypse
an
is upon
orange-shaved orangutan is going to become leader of...
He's just a big Oompa Loompa.
I feel like that's disparaging.
It's a growth hormone he has.
Look, I can disparage Oompa Loompas. Lots of my friends are Oompa Loompas. I love the Oompa Loompas, and the Oompa Loompas love me. I have a tremendous relationship with the Oompa Loompas.
But you're wrong.
Wrong.
You're wrong.
Trademark.
I watched that video with the PP video.
PP tape.
Are you sure? Russia
holds up PP tape.
It was China. It's China.
Putin's
China.
It's China.
It's China. Huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's not huge. It's huge.
Huge.
You seen that video?
Yeah. Aliens, please come and annihilate us. Yeah. Save us.
Huge
tape.
Save China.
Buddy.
Fucking alien question.
Oh,
double
come
sixers.
On! That means you definitely
I do
oh,
five.
Yeah.
don't know what that
which...
was.
A little piece of dried cum on his nose.
Which historic tradition should be brought back? Oh, I've got this one. I'd like everyone who's not me to go first.
Which historic tradition?
So, like, for example...
Witch hunts.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, historic tradition.
Historic tradition.
I don't know about historic tradition.
Or like burying dead people with their servants alive.
Or putting cages over graves so that they don't come back as vampires.
Ooh. That was a tradition at one point?
Yeah. Yeah, they would put zombies, I guess.
Who's they?
What tradition?
No, seriously. Norwegian
don't. No. Don't ask Des Moines, okay?
Carmen.
Coming in. I've got a question for Carmen San Diego.
Wait, you just answer the question confidently as if you know the answer, and if you're wrong, our many fans can finally email us.
I would say it was probably Europeans. No, or Puritan Christians in
How
New
long
America.
Would they leave the cage on for?
Forever.
You're a blacksmith. You did a pretty good...
That sounds like a good tradition. That's a good one. I'm glad you answered that way.
That's not my answer. I've got a better one.
I don't know what my tradition would... What old tradition?
Trading a yak for a hand in marriage. Being able to buy people.
Is
that tradition?
You can still do
tradition.
That.
Let me buy him for like $10, please.
I would say
tradition.
Do that all the time. Yeah, I damn near bought Andrew for about a half a minute before the podcast.
It was
$7 to step on your
$7. He almost owned everything I had for a full minute there. And
but still, but I mean, like,
just
I mean,
to crush
like,
Lane's life a little bit.
I mean, like, buy people.
Yeah, you can still do that.
That's also a thing.
Human trade.
Human slavery still exists.
Yeah, but
not to the extent
not
it used to.
Not mainstream.
Not mainstream human slavery.
So what you're saying is mainstream slavery should be brought back.
No,
that's a good answer from Lane.
Shut up. I'm saying that was a tradition and in theory could have.
The original Burning Man should come back, I think.
I don't think that counts as a tradition. That was just a thing that happened. Things that happen aren't traditions.
Traditions are usually things that people remember for their like...
Like smearing goat's blood above your door at Passover.
Subjugating a small nation of natives to get their gold.
That's not a tradition. That was an economic thing to do.
I'm describing colonialism.
Yeah, it's not a tradition. Mm. Mm.
Okay, I've got mine. I've picked mine.
How do I know a whole lot of traditions?
I don't know a whole lot of traditions that have been outmoded because I think... it's a dumb question.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
I choose not to answer.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and say it.
The guillotining the rich.
Oh, the bourgeoisie.
The bourgeoisie.
Oh, that's
bringing
good.
The bourgeoisie to their knees.
Rising up and putting the bourgeoisie in guillotines.
Or just insurrection.
Mm.
I mean, I like how that ends, but I think just generalized bloody insurrections need to come back in a big way.
Revolution! Dangerous revolution.
I think, now you're talking about killing people and etc., I think...
as a tradition.
I'm going to call this a tradition because Lane considers pretty much anything to tradition at this point.
Yeah.
Would be to create... what are they called? Eunuchs. we can create eunuchs again.
So wait, okay, well, creating eunuchs, that's
as punishment.
So, castration.
Yes, castration.
Okay. That's kind of fucked up.
We can still do that.
Can we?
Oh, yeah. If you're...
Not legally.
Yeah, if you are a rapist, and they still can, I think in the greater United States, they can still chemically castrate you.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked.
Chemically? Yeah. So, you have it, but it's broken. It
doesn't work.
Wait. What can't you...
Chemically castrate means like they would give you a series of drugs. I think I don't know. You can look this up on Des Moines, Iowa.
Go to DesMoinesIowa.com.
We're gonna go to like Google statistics, and Des Moines, Iowa is gonna see a tiny little blip.
Yeah, just
for 2 days.
Shit, Des Moines knows everything. Yeah, they can give. I think they can give you like a concoction that sort of
that
renders
your junk useless.
Yeah. Useless.
Huh.
That's fucked.
Okay, well, so then I guess my tradition, my tradition that should come back should be chainsaw enemas.
Ew.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
Chainsaw enemas for the innocent.
Cracks alcoholic beverage. That's fucked up. I thought of... Oh, shh.
Now we know a little bit more about Seabass.
Well, no, because then, you know, then this whole thing about, like, you know, if you meet a new girl and things are getting okay, then the whole thing about, like, hey, so do you do anal? It's just a given.
Because everyone's already been chainsawed.
In the bum.
Wouldn't that kill you?
Don't, like...
Don't overlook
speculate
it.
Too
come on, come on.
It's traditionally.
Don't be weird.
It's tradition.
Tradition.
Why do you feel the need to shit on tradition?
Well, because I've been chainsaw animated and I don't have any control over any of my shitting.
Yeah, so point it away from tradition.
I think Seabass just wants everyone else to feel like how he feels.
Leave tradition out of it. Tradition.
Did you say relieve tradition?
Leave tradition.
Oh, I heard relieve tradition.
Relieve tradition.
Out of your butthole.
Yeah, with a big roaring 18-inch chainsaw up the rectum.
What was yours again?
Hanging the bourgeois. Or
guillotining the bourgeoisie.
Or actually, I think revolution would be like. Because people nowadays are like, oh, I've got, like,
Especially in Canada.
I can afford my alcoholic beverage, and I've got my space computer. Yeah.
Things aren't quite bad enough.
Yeah, exactly.
We need things to get just a bit worse, so that everybody in the middle class goes, hey, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
They need it. You know what would really do it? If they took away the internet. As soon as they took away the internet, it'd be like, but, fuck no,
so
it.
You know what? We have to bomb Des Moines.
So they can't take the internet away from us.
But they would never do that.
So everybody, you got a week to download as much as you fucking possibly can.
Yeah.
Put it on your hard drive.
Two girls, girls, one cup.
100 times over.
Get it.
All the remixes.
Yeah.
Lane only wants the original.
It's a hard download.
Do you know what? I actually have not seen Two Girls, One
Neither
Cup.
Neither have I, actually.
Have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Yes!
I'm sure CBS has watched hours.
Like,
well, I know
I
we're going to watch...
I think it's my ringtone.
It's my screensaver.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's a little ball that bounces around in front of them.
It's a GIF. It's just a
GIF. Yeah, a GIF.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute GIF.
Is it 30 minutes long?
I think it's longer than that.
It's funny because I've seen many of the reaction videos. We're talking about Two Girls, One Cup way too much on this podcast.
Well, we've got a title.
I guess the bar is, like, look at, here's, oh, the bar, it's so low.
Hey, look, I never know what can get
Come on, we can get it lower.
We just gotta try a little harder.
How about, have you guys seen, what's it called? One Guy, One Jar?
No,
yeah, One Guy, One Jar, Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, no.
Do you know what it is, Andrew?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, describe it.
No.
I haven't seen
it. I think some things need to be left to the imagination and the good people of Iowa.
Why do you hate Iowa so much?
I don't. I love the father of the internet.
You are never going to be voted as human candidate bashing Iowa.
Not from the people of Iowa. No, mm-hmm. I love the people of Iowa. The people in Iowa and I have a tremendous relationship. They love me and I love them. We're great. The people of Iowa.
Iowa's huge.
Love me. Yeah. Iowa's huge. Iowa's tremendous.
But does Iowa have the best words? I've been told that Iowa has the best words.
Well, the people of Iowa can say words.
Just as
we... Hey, you plugged our name.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
And next week we're going to have all the people of Iowa
on
People Say Words. It's going to get crowded.
They all
going
to say one word.
Yeah, and it has to, they all have to be the same word. And they all have to say it at the same time. And if they don't, we bomb Des Moines and wreck the internet, creating bloody insurrection. This is a great idea. Guys, this is the start of the thing. This is the start of something really
this
special.
This is true podcasting right here. All right, we've done how many questions? Four?
Now that's three. I feel like this would
Let's take a break.
We're at 34 minutes. We're going to take a break.
We'll be right
and
back.
And we'll come back with a message from our sponsor.
And we're back.
That was fun.
That was a great
break.
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 Who's commensurating? Oh, wait.
Who's our sponsor?
Who's our...
Do we just continue?
Sebastian, who are we sponsored by today?
Okay. Well, you asked for it. it's TedCruzForHumanPresident.com. Brought to you by the people of Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines, Iowa. Come for the internet. Stay for the internet.
Stay for the internet.
Good
real come. Come on the internet.
Come good, all over the internet.
Good real fake sponsor.
Good real fake sponsor.
Did you hear about this? I've not fact-checked this at all.
Perfect. That's so, what this podcast
but
is about.
Because I heard about it last night. Apparently, there was some dude in Canada who just got 10 years in prison for assault because he would come in his co-worker's water bottle. And she found out about this.
And this is assault? 10 years assault?
You're getting upset about the wrong part.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But not sexual harassment?
Lane here thinks that coming in someone's water bottle
is
and having them drink it
is acceptable.
Well, is 10 years in prison is too much for that.
Why not sexual harassment? Or something, sexual assault? Why regular? Wait, I'm just confused by assault. I'm a stick.
It's because it sounds like you're backpedaling and you were really confused about 10 years.
No, I don't care about 10 years.
Yeah, you're now backpedaling here.
I'm actually curious. Why is it assault?
So I have a whole nother question to this. How can you not tell there is semen
your water bottle? Here's the story. Apparently the story. She drinks out of the water bottle and goes, fuck, this tastes weird. And a couple weeks later, it happens again. Fuck, this tastes weird. I think the water here tastes kind of cummy. So she went home and had her boyfriend come in some water, and then she drank it and was like, yeah, that's what's happening in my water bottle. And went to HR. HR said they couldn't do anything. Went to the cops. The cops said, well, we can't really do anything. Then went to a lawyer who got her in touch with a scientist. And the scientist said, yeah, we'll test your water bottle. And comes back, yeah, there's definitely cum in there. And I don't know if they got a match or something, but they confronted one of her coworkers and he admitted it. And now he's going to go to jail for 10 years.
Holy shit.
I wonder why he
imagine the process?
Well, but it's like that conservative candidate that they caught on tape, like, peeing in the fucking cup. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
During the Canadian election, there was some conservative candidate in Ontario that was also a repairman. He repaired somebody's dishwasher.
And then peed in a cup.
And put it in the sink and then rinsed it out and put it back
in. Right.
Yeah. And, like, I think in the video, like, they showed the nanny cam or whatever the thing is. They showed it, and in that video, you can see the door to the bathroom.
He's just fucked up.
Yeah.
This is why the aliens haven't given us space technology.
Because they witnessed these things.
Yeah, they've seen it all.
They're like, these apes are blowing each other up, coming in people's water bottles, and pissing in
cups. And pissing in cups. For no reason at all.
Should we blow them up? No,
just let them.
In 3 months, some baboon is going to blow them up, so just let it all
go. Yeah, 4 days now.
Fuck yeah.
Well, this was 3 months ago.
Oh, I see.
When the aliens were watching.
So, yeah.
2 days later.
We are all dead.
That's a fun story.
That's so gross. So there you go.
But why is that assault and not sexual assault?
Because
that is what my outrage is.
Because he never touched her with his penis.
Yeah, he's doing is contaminating the water.
But what makes that assault?
With bodily fluid.
But what makes that assault?
Wait, now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would peeing in the water bottle also be sexual assault? If he peed in it and she drank it, would that be sexual assault?
You're taking way too long to answer this question.
No, I'm not, because I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
So the lawyer...
What?
No, I'm a photo-electronic specialist. I sell phones to drug dealers.
One of the stupidest questions you've been asked?
Off the top...
What's going to happen first? Do aliens...
No. Do you have honey bunches with oats with no honey in it? Can I get Honey Bunches of Oats, the cereal, with Honey Bunches of Oats, but no honey? That's probably the stupidest question I've been asked. Because I was like, I was trying to explain to her that the concept of a cereal called Honey Bunches of Oats.
We don't make it here. I don't, I'm not back there putting the honey in myself.
No, but that was Sharpie honey on. That was the end of the thing. It was like, we don't sell that. We don't have it here. It's at Walmart. Like, because she was like, no, I've bought it here before. I bought the honey bun. I bought the honey.
On Honey Bunches of Oats.
It said it was Honey Bunches of Oats with no honey. I remember.
No honey added.
I remember.
And then I told her, oh, it must have been a different store. Because I was just like, I'm not having this, lady.
I remember how I'm no longer talking to you.
Bye-bye. I sell cameras.
There's sometimes where this doesn't happen in my electronics department, but when I worked at grocery, like if someone asked me a stupid question, I would just jump down the rabbit hole. I'd be like, oh, go on about this thing that I know does not exist. And you know doesn't exist.
But you're, continue. But
please continue.
But yeah, if you believe the lie is real.
Yeah. It's good enough. The customer's always right, right?
Nope.
Nope.
I work in retail sometimes, and let me tell you.
The customer is
often not right.
I was helping a customer, and she was wearing glasses, and they had the sticker. They were wearing the stickers on the glasses that said, remove before use. And I was just like, I was looking at her like, you're a fucking idiot. You are just a waste of
genetic. It's just a sticker over the whole glass.
No, like two stickers saying remove before use.
And I
wanted to like just go and bend over and like, oh, you got something on your glasses, you fucking idiot. Can we do another question?
Okay, here we got three more questions.
I don't care.
We're going to go to D3. We're going to D3.
Okay, D3 style.
We're going to D3. It's a
two.
So, we'll go with two then.
Would you? Yeah, so read two.
Oh, so would you rather? Would you rather be covered head to toe in cornered. thick, very thick fur, as coarse as a beard hair, or in moles? So would you rather be covered, like, would you rather be Sasquatch or Tumor Boy?
I feel like there's a whole lot of judgment that you've put into those, just the names.
Those names alone.
I mean, Sasquatch, first of all, Sasquatch is a diminutive term, and Tumor Boy sounds like a superhero.
Bigfoot is a diminutive
term. So I feel like we already know what your
spreading
answer is.
Spreading cancer far and wide.
You want to be covered in moles because you think of yourself as a superhero.
Actually, I'd probably go with the beard, because I can shave the beard.
I don't believe you already.
No, because you can't get rid of moles.
Let's say that
you can.
Not as easily. You can't shave off moles.
Yes, you can.
I've done it. Been there.
You can't shave off a body covered with moles.
Not with that attitude.
You'll fuck off. Sebastian, get out.
Lane's answer is fuck off. It took us how long? It took us 43 minutes to get to Lane's answer.
Fuck off. Lane gives up on life.
I take the hair. Do you take the moles or the hair?
Moles are so gross. I would go hair.
Now, can you... Hold on.
Sebastian's like weighing the options.
Well, what? Because we got two guys who are like, I'm gonna take hair. Like it's an easy question.
But I would totally.
If I'm covered in moles,
head to toe.
Does that mean head to toe?
So
does
everywhere.
That mean I can shoot moles?
No.
Well, I don't think you're being fair.
What was the question? Finish the question.
You're covered. Okay.
Can you shoot moles out of my penis?
No.
But you can grow your beard hair.
Out of your dick hole.
Like, ew. No, covered head to toe. So
that includes your dick.
I would say wherever you could grow hair.
No, it's everywhere.
It said, read the question again. Impartial.
Would you rather be
covered head to toe in a thick, thick, very thick fur? That's everywhere. That's your balls and your penis. Just like
keep
one
reading,
giant
keep reading, keep reading. No.
I'm okay with that.
As coarse as beard hair or in mold.
Or moles. Okay, so is it just the outer layer of skin?
Yes.
Oh, we're not saying like my intestines are covered with hair as well,
no.
Andrew? Oh, okay, I thought that's where we were going.
That's a weird
really?
Thing
Where'd you get that
think?
From?
Well, you said that if he's going to cum moles, you're not going to say that.
No one. No one said I'm going to come, Moles. Don't be gross.
Don't be gross.
I asked very, very plainly, and I think obviously, if I was covered head to toe in moles,
yeah.
Could I shoot moles out of my dick?
Oh, so that's not the equivalent of coming moles.
No! Is everything that comes out of your dick cum?
No. I'm not...
He said begrudgingly.
He said begrudgingly.
No, it's not.
I guess you're right.
There's some pus.
There's some pus.
There's a lot of blood that comes out of there.
It's huge.
I mean, if we're being honest.
There's at least 4 to 5 liquids a day that come out.
Yeah, there's 4 to 5 liters of blood that comes out of there in a day. It's huge.
It's huge. Huge amount.
I have the best discharge.
I don't think it's strange of me to ask if I was covered to head to toe in moles if I could shoot moles out of my penis. Oh,
that's disgusting.
We'll leave that up to our listeners to determine.
I would want to be. I think the beard, the covered in hair thing, would be a-okay.
Mm.
I would be a circus freak, but I feel like I would be a more respected circus freak than someone covered in moles. I also find moles gross.
A lot of judgment.
What's gross about moles?
I don't know. I just think they're gross.
Okay.
I have two...
You don't think moles are gross?
Two moles?
I don't mind moles.
I have two moles.
You don't think moles are gross?
I've got moles.
You want to lick my mole?
Definitely not.
Well.
But do you...
Somebody goes back... Like, you're backtracking again.
I don't want to lick your anything.
Well, that's just being rude.
That's what I call my penis.
You're just being rude.
I don't care.
You ask me here as your guest...
And then you
take your clothes off, you sit down with the podcast butt naked.
Yeah.
We teach you about Reiki, and then you're just...
Yeah, and the internet, everything that I say, you just shit all over it.
Literally.
That's my thing, though.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I think we should do the next 90%
of this podcast is me saying something and Lane disagreeing.
You haven't answered. Do you want... You're taking the moles, then. Are you taking the moles? Or are you taking the hair?
I don't know yet.
Come on, Sebastian.
I don't know. I'll answer at the end of the podcast. All right.
Fine.
Well, no, it's not your turn.
It's not your turn.
It's Sebastian's turn.
Sebastian, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Don't roll a 1, a 2, a 5.
We'll do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, okay. Lows and highs.
So you're on D2.
Okay, I'm on D2.
If you roll a 3 or 4, you get the bonus point.
So you won't die.
Ah.
You're dead.
I died. But it's my question.
So you do 4. Do number 4.
I know how numbers work.
That's debatable.
Yeah, there's another question from...
I don't think he actually knows what a mole is.
I can hear you.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
This is another question, I think, from our technical advisor. What?
Logistics manager.
Logistics and content manager. So, our logistics and content manager with shitty handwriting... Jesus Christ.
It's not us.
It's not just us. The guest said it.
Learn to use a fucking pen. Like, here's a crayon. Can you work it for me? It's the same as using a dick, which we're fairly certain you know how to use since you're married. She's on the other
savage.
Side of this wall, and she has no idea how much hate is
so
coming.
So savage.
So anyway, question 4. If Canada were to join with one other country... and become united as a single country, what country should it be? ?
Alaska.
Okay, Alaska's not a country, you're fired.
No, we're going to make it a country.
No judgment.
Here's my judgment.
Yeah, you're mispronouncing the word penis. And please, you know, it's fine to be proud of it.
Reeling.
Backpedaling.
No, we're reeling. This is reeling.
Okay.
You're mispronouncing jacking off.
This is Lane's masturbation throne right here. This is it.
It's more of a console.
It's...
Shut up.
you can't defend yourself because it's all true.
Andrew, do you not masturbate?
I don't want to know the answer to this question.
I'm a married man. I don't need to as much.
Yeah. Do you perform sexual acts?
By yourself?
Then don't fucking come in here to my single bedroom and... throw judgment.
Your bachelor lifestyle.
So.
Okay, what's the question? Country.
Australia.
You don't want to join Australia.
Yeah. The deadly bears of Canada combined with the deadly fish and spiders
of Australia.
So Canada
and Australia would create an army of deadly animals and take over the world.
Unstoppable.
I'm half Australian, and my aunt, my mother's sister, has been posting pictures on Facebook that I've been following about she came home today and found this spider in her bathroom wall, on her bathroom wall. And no word of a lie, the spider was the size of a small fucking dinner plate.
Yeah, a huntsman.
I don't know what it's called. To me, it looked like land shark.
It's Aragog.
Like, yeah, it's Shelob the fucking terrible. This thing was gigantic, and it was just on. And so what she said, she closed the door and wadded a towel under the thing and knew that it would be gone in the morning. So
in the morning? Where would it go?
Well, because it just disappears. They go into nooks, crannies. They hide behind things.
Inside the toilet, just waiting to bite your
teeth. I think I would be way more scared of it disappearing.
Huntsman. Oh, that's what they do.
Huntsmans are actually, they're like good spiders, though.
They're not poisonous, right? Huntsmen?
And they eat bugs.
Well, yeah. She said she's not going to kill it. She's not going to try and get outside. It's like having a fucking, like, feral cat in your house. Like, it's that goddamn size. And, like,
you don't want to fight the feral cat, you don't want to bother the feral cat, but the feral cat takes care of all the mice.
I think if I lived in Australia, I would buy, like, an industrial-sized shop vacuum.
Wouldn't work. Wouldn't help.
No. You know what? You need to live in a hermetically sealed...
A bubble. Yeah. A dome.
She one of the points she found, was there was a picture, there's just a picture on her wall, and it's sitting
just chilling,
concealed behind the thing, and you're like,
they hide that well.
Well, it
no,
wasn't
they
hiding.
They don't need to hide. You don't need to hide when you're the size of a dinner plate.
Oh, it's so gross.
Yeah, and like that's why I live where the air hurts my face sometimes. I can see things. Like if anything in this country that's coming to kill me, I can fucking see it.
Yeah, no snakes.
Like bear, fine, great. But, like, no, I'm not going to sleep, and I'm going to be sleep in my house and have a spider, like, the size of a goddamn raccoon.
The sneakiest animal we have in Canada is, like, the cougar, and it's still fucking huge.
We have some pretty scary spiders.
And it gives
Canada.
It away pretty... Yeah, but what? How big are they?
Brown recluse. Have you seen what a brown recluse does?
Brown recluse is horrible. It's tiny, though. It doesn't...
It doesn't make you shit yourself when you see it.
Do you want to see what it does?
I don't know.
Well, we're gonna.
It does nerve damage. It's horrible.
Where's it live?
In BC.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it looks like.
It's not a huge spider.
Let's just add
it's
bite
not a small
to that.
Spider.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good one.
So yeah,
causes necrosis.
Google image search brown recluse spider.
It turns your flesh into meat. Let's go back to Ted Cruz for president. There we go. That's technically better. The face of Ted Cruz. Technically better than a brown recluse spider bite.
This brought to you by...
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz for president.
Human president. He is a 100% human candidate.
He will be.
Yeah.
The human candidate.
So yeah, what country would you add? You're going to add Alaska?
No, I'm not going to add Alaska.
What are you going to add?
I'm going to add... You know what I'm going to add? I'm going to add Mexico.
Ooh.
So that we can
bookend the states.
Yeah. Pincer move the
giant military pince in America. They're gonna see it coming.
Surprise.
Cause screw the rest of the world. Okay, side story. We've been playing Pandemic Legacy. You guys know
I know about Pandemic Legacy.
Okay, so we've been playing Pandemic Legacy for like a year and a half now.
You haven't been playing it enough.
No, we haven't. So anyway, but we've been playing it.
We've been dabbling.
So for those who play Pandemic Legacy and are just starting, skip like a minute, because I'm going to give away a lot of spoilers here.
I haven't played Pandemic Legacy.
I haven't played Pandemic Legacy, and I might want to.
Yeah.
This is a shitty story, Andrew.
Well,
plus, we only have 5 more minutes in the podcast.
Okay, short version, without giving away spoilers.
You scissored America.
The entire Middle East in our game has gone completely to fucking shit.
just that, like real life.
Is that good?
And it's super IRL, and is we're playing bad? It, and it was totally random that it happened, but it's super IRL, and now it's like, we're looking at the game last, like, we finished the game last night, we're looking at the board, and we're like, holy shit, it's so real. The whole Middle East is just fucked. Yeah.
Ta-da. So what country are you going to add to? Oh, you're adding
said Mexico.
What are you adding?
Oh, I don't. I feel like part of me wants to go like Ireland, so we can get like some Guinness and some good whiskey over here. Really. But part of me is like
lots of Jameson.
No, let's get some of those African. Like, well, I want to pair with like the Sudan, because this is what I think. I think that in the next say 100 years, the third world is going to become second and first world very quickly, and they're coming back for their own. like we, me as a white, straight, English-speaking guy in Canada, like, we've had our heyday, and it's all over.
Yeah.
And I would like to ally with one of the up-and-coming nations.
That are going to kick the shit
before you get bought. When they bring back buying people.
Yeah. And all the white people are for sale. The white people are for sale. Anyone 100% white is for sale.
Yeah. I'm pretty white. There might be something else in there, but I'm not Métis, I'm not half, like, I'm, a bunch of white people made me. And that's how you get this shitty.
Just so many
uninterrupted
white people
for generations, just fucking each other and giving out lessons as white people.
Traditions. And living in, where do they live?
The Whiteville.
White.
No, where do they live?
Well, most of the white people in the world live in Des Moines, Iowa. With the internet,
yay!
The two girls, Carmen Sandiego. Carmen Sandiego, who sounds very, very
Hispanic.
Is
Carmen Sandiego white?
She's definitely
not.
White.
No, she's not, is she?
Not with a name like
Carmen
Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego.
I guarantee Carmen Sandiego. Yeah, you're right. That's not
a
white
name.
But look at the picture. Look at the picture of Carmen Sandiego.
I love how this was
She's American.
She's
nationality. What?
She's the ringleader of Vile.
And Acme.
Look at a picture. Go to images of Carmen Sandiego. That's a white girl.
She might be like half Mexican.
This is like the shittiest discussion in the history of ever.
I think
there's
a
lot of fan art of Carmen Sandiego.
I think she might be like, whoa. I think she might be like half Mexican.
Look, go back. Look at this cosplayer.
We have to enhance.
This
one?
There. Cosplayer. That's a white girl. That's Carmen Sandiego. Look at all of these.
She looks like a witch holding a,
she does dress like someone who is very, very white.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't dress
like
anybody.
A Latina.
Well, she
just dresses
a trench coat and a is that a fedora? No, that's
no,
like a...
No, it's a big... It's a big, wide brim hat. It's a wide brim hat.
It's what the girls wear at Burning Man.
I think if she was Hispanic, she would dress better.
Good point. That's pretty good. See, that is Mexican.
No. No, it isn't.
What about this one?
Lisa Gabagooli.
No one can see what you're
doing.
Look,
it's Wild Waldo. Where's Waldo? Don't worry.
Oh, this is a good joke. Like, that's like an on-running joke that Carmen
really
Sandiego and Where's Waldo have like a fair
relationship.
Yeah. Okay, last question.
Okay,
Andrew,
is there a last question?
Probably.
Look at that. We got a minute left.
Quick.
We are definitely going over this episode.
Before. Don't worry. I'm going to cut out like 70% of it.
I'm sure you will.
You don't need to roll.
I still want to. What's the number?
3.
Okay.
I don't think it's 3.
It's 3.
It's not 3.
Is it not 3?
No, because 3 was Reiki.
2?
I think we've already answered
5?
The questions.
Did we do it? No, 5.
Would you rather?
Oh, did we?
We've
6?
Done. Right, we did 4 before the break.
Which historic?
All right, well, that's convenient.
That's all right, that's pretty cool.
Let's wrap this up.
Not yet. No, hold on. I want to ask Seabass how his day was. How's your day, Seabass?
Fuck you.
That's cute. Lane, how was your day?
Fuck you. Andrew, how was your day?
Fuck actually, you. Not great.
What's the answer?
Fuck you.
Thank you.
There it is.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Fuck you.
All right.
This has been People Say Words.
People Say Words.
Hold on, before we sign off, Seabass, okay. Is there anything you want to plug, like a Twitter or a thing that you have on the interwebs that people can find?
Well, you know, I do want. I mean, I'm not sure if we mentioned it, but I do want to say a big shout out to the people of Des Moines, Iowa.
Little do we know, he's got like a contract. Every time he says Des Moines, Iowa, they pay him like $500.
No.
Des Moines, it's, Iowa. Yeah. Des Moines, Iowa. Des Moines,
it's
Iowa.
$50.
That's
all right. No.
Anything to plug? Nothing.
Tip your waiters.
Don't be an asshole to people who work retail.
Yeah, and you know what? If you want to send me money, you can send me money
at peoplesaywords@gmail.com.
Done.
All right, signing off. Have a good night.
Fuck you!